This is RJ City, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Yordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Yordano Diablo.
And this week on the show, we are joined by professional wrestler Lord Crew.
How you guys doing?
Doing quite well.
Hello. Thanks for coming. Thanks for having me. I'm glad that I could actually join you, that the world hasn't caught fire.
Give it time.
Not yet.
We haven't died a nuclear death just yet. So glad we can make this happen before that occurs.
Yeah. So Lord,
get a little stress off before the apocalypse actually happens.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. So Lord Crew, why do you hate social media influencers?
Because they bring very little value to the world and get all the recognition for absolutely nothing. There are so many people out there who do a multitude of good for this world and never have their voice heard. But then you have Kim Kardashian who, oh yeah, I have a fat ass, you should listen to everything I say. And then all these simp energy dorks like buy into it. And they're like, oh yeah, you have a fat ass, I'll listen to anything you say. I'll, you know, throw you money for no apparent reason.
I have never dumped money into a big ass.
Hey, Shear.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna get off. I don't know why my Wi-Fi is not connected to the extender. So you guys go or whatever, and then I'll come back in a minute.
Okay.
So we're gonna restart one more.
Being a pain in my ass.
No, we're not gonna restart. I'll just have my my guy cut out that part.
Okay.
It was one of the reasons I pay for someone else to produce it. It's like, fix the bad parts. Well, I have never dumped money into a fat ass, but I understand the appeal. The more money.
I mean, I guess, but you know.
The more money you give that ass, the more that ass likes you.
It's a sad world we live in. But even people aside from, you know, the obvious ultimate influencer, Kim Kardashian, or any of them of that wretched family. I mean, just so many people are given this fandom, but in the grand scheme of things have done really nothing to deserve it, I guess. Like, I feel like the entertainment world as a whole has really, especially like in the age of social media and YouTube, especially TikTok, that you really don't have to have any real sort of talent or skill. I mean, even in music, it's so watered down and just doesn't require the same skill. And before, you had to have something that set you apart or, you know, made you special. Anymore, it's just like the flash in the pan is popular for 2 months and then, you know, they kick that one off and then it's on to the next one because everyone is so just ready to consume the new thing that the old just wears off so fast. But it's, we live in this weird time where you can be famous for just existing and
I don't understand where like these people are literally, I'm not saying I'm not, it's just like these people are literally nobodies. Like they're nobodies.
Right. Yeah. And they have like
a million followers. I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't either. Cause like there are tons of people out there who are very talented people in a multitude of different things, whether it be music or, I mean, wrestling's another good example. I mean, as far as just, you know, artists who paint or, you know, produce physical artwork, like there are tons of people who are so talented and are never given their due, but you have some, you know, some Abercrombie model dude with a six pack who tells you to buy things because he looks pretty. And like that guy gets all the attention in the world. It's just, it blows my mind that these people who are influencers, like they don't influence me to do shit. Like they just influence me to be, they influence me to not be a nobody and just actually earn my, anything I'm ever given, I want to earn it. I don't want it to just be like, I don't know. I hate social media. I know I buy into it. Like, and of course, like with what I do with wrestling, it's kind of like necessary.
Yeah. Right.
I hate that it's necessary.
Well, I mean, like, PB is also like that. He's like, you know, you guys, yeah. He goes, everybody comes here and all they do is negativity. And he's like, but I'm sitting here, I'm on here too. You know?
Right. I mean, it's, but, and I love PB Smooth. He's a great dude. And like, he's one of those guys that we had maybe been around each other like once or twice, but then we were scheduled to wrestle each other on a show for Unsanctioned Pro in Columbus. And like, we sat down and started talking and, you know, going over things and it just immediately hit it off and just like became really good friends because he's just such a solid character. But like, he's one of those people, like PB's a really good example of somebody who legitimately cares about his community. He cares about other people and he wants to leave a good impression on the next generation of kids. Like he wants to, you know, offer representation for, you know, people within his community. Like he wants to be that person that when he was a kid, he wanted to look up to.
Right.
And he also, I mean, he has a scholarship in his name. And I mean, he's one of those people who I think legitimately, he's bigger than wrestling, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
He,
100%. 100%.
Like that dude walks the walk. He, and that's like another, when I sent you the social media influencer, I also threw out the clout chaser line because I hate people who do things just to like get that virtual pat on the back and like be a part of the good boy club. Like, oh, you did a good, like good on you.
Yeah.
Congratulations. you weren't a piece of shit. Awesome.
The like, dog whistle shit. It drives me nuts.
Dude, it drives me absolutely nuts because they're like, did good people just not exist before social media? Like what the fuck did people do? Like all the elections before social media, how the fuck did people post pictures with their voting sticker? Did they like take Polaroids and go put them on the fucking town square? Like I voted. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I mean, whoopty fuck, you voted. You're an adult. That's what you're supposed to fucking do. Like, I mean, do you post a picture every time you get a haircut or check your fucking mailbox? Like, it's, I paid my bills today, guys. I'm an adult. You know, look, here's my rent slip. Like, who fucking cares? Like,
and I posted my picture of my voting sticker because I've talked about on the show before. When we first started this show, it was right before the 2016 election. And I didn't vote before. Like, I never saw the point. I never thought one vote mattered. Like, I take all that back now. But, like, right. I posted my sticker. Like, I didn't wear it because I'm not a fucking dickhead. But I posted a picture of it because, A, it was the first election I ever voted in. But I wanted, like, my friends to know who bitched at me for years for not voting. Like,
gotcha. Yeah.
Never
yeah.
say never, motherfucker. Like, I right. did.
No, but it's like – and another thing, like – and this goes like back to the media influencer shit, like all these fucking celebrities that go on and like make, like, did you see the Lady Gaga video where she tried to like, she was like dressed kind of redneck and was like leaned up against the lifted truck and like cracked open a beer and like took a sip of it. And she's like, I'm voting for Joe Biden. Like tried to look like the stereotypical Trump guy, but like celebrities, like, at that top level, you know, like the Lady Gagas, the Kim Kardashians, the Kanye West of the world, like they try to tell just us common folk, like they can't empathize with us. And that's what I've said about Trump for a long time too. Like, that dude doesn't know what it's like to be poor. He doesn't know what it's like to not be able to pay your rent. Like, and it's just like that. If you don't, if you haven't lived it, you don't get it. Like, you know what I mean? When I was a kid, I didn't have shit. Like, you know, my family was always, you know, we always had food on the table and a roof over our head, but like, we never had the most fancy stuff out. Like, I always had to go to my friends' houses to play like cool video games and watch pay-per-views and shit.
Yeah,
and
I didn't, like, I didn't have Fruity Pebbles. I had like Fruity Rice. You know what I mean?
Like the, just the fucking goofy store brand shit.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, but like going back,
that's fine, but like,
no, no. I think it humbles you as a person. Like, no, I don't need Fred Flintstone on there. Now, as an adult, I prefer to buy the name brand shit. I don't know why. I just do. Cause I never had it before.
Because you're bougie. Yeah.
My fucking
no, I get that though, because like
chocolate, when you grew frosted up with nothing, flakes.
When you grew up with nothing, once you become in a position to where you can, you know, get the things for yourself, it's almost like you almost want to reward yourself for, you know, like persevering through tougher times. And like, not, you know, like, cause like I said, I really didn't have a whole lot when I was a kid, but like, you know, I remember like when I bought my first motorcycle, like how proud I was of myself and stuff.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, yo, like never did little me think that I'd ever have a Harley. You know what I mean? And now I'm like doing the thing and it's like, it's cool. Like, but to kind of bring all of that back to what I was saying about PB, like you have guys like him who are legitimately good people who do, like, he walks the walk, you know, he doesn't just gas himself up on social media and pretend like he's some moral, you know,
I'll say
better
this.
Than
I've known him three or four years, something like that. And everything that dude has said he's going to do, he's done.
He does it. He's not a bullshitter.
No.
And that's the thing. I mean, it's like, he doesn't do the shit for clout. He doesn't do this scholarship so people give him a pat on the back on the internet. He doesn't do that scholarship so, you know, some company somewhere may see that he did it, or, you know, he doesn't need the news headlines or any of that bullshit. He does it because he actually gives a shit. And I think that that's what we need more of in the world, is I think those are the people who need that spotlight. Those should be the people who are influencing people.
Well, that's like, I was going to compare him. You said when PB first got brought up, you said he's bigger than wrestling. I think that was something you said something along.
Yeah. I see. He's totally bigger than wrestling.
And I look at him, and the guys that I literally think of to compare him to are guys like The Rock and John Cena, who you can tell are legitimately good fucking people that are trying to use their reach in a positive way.
Absolutely.
And he's that guy.
And like, but another thing too, like, you know, and I mean, PB is the example that I'm going to keep using, but there are people who do use their reach that they have to make a difference. But then you also on the other side of that very thin line, you have people who are kind of like, they just play the role, so to say.
You know,
like they, because you can look at someone's Instagram and all you're going to see is just the snapshots, you know, just one moment in time, you know, like they may post like the most perfect moment of their last 6 months. You know what I mean? Like their whole 6 months could have been absolute dog shit, but like they got this cool picture on a beach that looked all tranquil and perfect and like paradise. And that's
out here living.
But that one snap, that one, you know, freeze frame of the universe is the only indication you get of everything else that happened that day. So like, you never know, that person could have just been completely full of shit. That person could have woke up, walked out of their house, got robbed at gunpoint. You know what I mean? Just any number of things, but you would have never known because they posted this perfect little snapshot of what they want you to think their life is. And I don't know. It's just,
well, I mean, it's easy to just say it, like, yeah, that one picture of them on this tranquil beach. What about the 400,000 other moments of your year, especially this year, that have been so shitty? Like, don't try to pretend like everything's fucking great. because I don't trust people like that. People who are positive all the fucking time, like 100% of the time, they're full of shit sociopaths.
Well, like, and another, like a thing that I'm real big on too is I'm all about, you know, standing up for people who, you know, have been historically shit on. I'm all about that because, you know, like we're living in a society where, you know, that shit is just, it's over. It's done. You know what I mean? It's like, there's no room in today's world for all this stupid hatred and just misguided bullshit.
Yep.
Like, but at the same time, I also am not that guy who feels the need to, you know, like virtue signal and like every little thing that like, so I'll just use,
you're not a cop.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a cop. But no, like my, I'm sure she won't mind me saying this, but like my younger sister is, you know, she's openly bisexual. She's currently in a relationship with a woman. And she was very, at first she was very like apprehensive about making that public because she was afraid how certain people were going to react to it. And, you know, like she was afraid that certain people were going to, you know, kind of talk about her behind her back or act happy for her to her face. And then, you know, shit talk her when she wasn't around. So like my sister and I are very close. So she confided in me, you know, she told me like, hey, you know, like here's the deal. She's like, I'm in a relationship with a woman and I want to be able to be open to public about it. But like, I'm afraid how certain people are going to react. Like, and she, you know, like she knew that she could come to me because she just knows how I am as a person. And, but I'm also not that guy who like, you know, like every June you see like all these multi-million dollar companies will change their company logo to the rainbow flag to, you know, to show that we support these people, come buy our shit because we're not assholes. You know what I mean? And I just think that's so fucking like cringy.
Oh yeah. Like, cash grab.
It's like, it's you're literally like, you're profiting off of these other people's struggles and like, and all you're doing is pretending like you give a fuck for a month.
And you know, who's terrible about that is WWE. A company that fucking backs all kinds of fucked up shit where you have, what's her name, Linda McMahon the other day saying we need to stand behind the fucking president, yet they
he was his small, or I mean, Linda was his like small business advisor or whatever, right? Like, yeah, so, but my point is like, you know, you have all these companies and stuff that act like they are these huge allies or, you know, like, they act like they care for that 1 month out of the year so they can be part of the cool kids club or they can get that, like I said, that virtual pat on the back and people are gonna, and I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure you can just like show your support for people by just not being a dickhead.
Yep.
Like I personally think that's the best way that you can like show some, like I don't think that any of this is a bad thing per se. But like the people who feel it so necessary, like, and I mean, like me as a straight man, I don't understand a lot of the struggles that go on with that community. And I never will. And I'll never pretend to.
Right.
But, you know, I may not be the guy who's like, I've never gone to like a pride event or anything. Not that I have anything against it. It's just, it's not my world.
Right.
Like, yeah. And I just don't think that like, it's where I belong, you know, like, and it's not that it's not that I feel like I'm not welcome or I don't have anything against what they got going on, but it's just like, it's not my club. It's not my,
it's
know,
funny
like,
you bring that up. I think it might've been Friday. I was talking to like one of my best friends. He was driving me home from work and we were talking about something similar where it's like me and him are both straight white dudes. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, self-proclaimed allies, whatever. But what I was trying to explain to him is that I don't need to vocalize and publicize my support. Not that I, you know, all you need to do is talk to me. to understand who I am and what I'm about.
Exactly.
And you'll fucking pick it up really quick because I'm very outspoken about how I feel. So right. But I also, you know, I like, yeah, I have plenty of gay friends. I have trans friends, you know, whatever. Right. Like, but they're just people to me, man. You know,
exactly.
Like, and if they're struggling, if I can help, I will.
And that's what it boils down to. And like I said, I know I'm treading dangerous water and saying what I'm about to say. And I know it's like, but my whole thing is like the people like me who, like I said, I'm a straight white dude. I don't, you know, I don't understand those struggles. And like, I don't ever claim to, but I may not, you know, wear the rainbow. I may not throw glitter on my face and go to a parade. But if I was out at a bar and I saw a gay couple being harassed or, you know, yep, like someone starting trouble with them, I would be the first motherfucker in there to say something. And I would be the first person to have their backs. To me, yep, that is how you support. And that's how, yes, you make a difference. Like, and I know like people will post stuff and like say like it's to spread awareness and all that. But who in today's society isn't aware of gay people? Or who in today, I mean, it's just a fact of life. Like as an adult in today's world, everyone has had some sort of an interaction with the community, whether it's a coworker, a family member, friend, you know, whatever it may be. It's not like you're creating awareness of some unknown thing. Like we all know it exists, but what you do with it's up to you. And like, right, but like, that's my point though. Like all these people like make these clout chasing posts to just say like, oh, look at me, I'm on the winning team, I'm a, you know, like I'm a good guy, but like just be a good person. Who gives a fuck what all these people on the internet think? Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter that much.
No.
Well, here's my counterpoint. If let's say you're in a business or an entertainment field where you are constantly inundated with people that are on the other side of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And by taking an online stand on social media where they're interacting with you, these people on the other side of the fence.
Yeah.
I mean, I post, I get it.
'Cause I'm there. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, mm-hmm, I get it.
By posting something that's showing your support for the LGBT community, you're letting them know that you're not the one. Don't come at me with that bullshit.
Yeah, no, I get you 100%. Because, like I said, I typically don't post like things like that. But I did post a picture in a Black Lives Matter T-shirt, and I caught some shit for that. Like I was like, yo, dude, because like I had somebody message me, and they were like, on some, like, and there are really fucking weird people on the internet too. Like, and it's, yeah, and it's always the same motherfuckers. It's like, it's always like a person who doesn't have an actual picture of themselves as their, yep, bio. It's always like some stupid meme or like anime face or something. And then
14
like,
followers.
Yeah. They, yeah. If that.
Yeah.
And like, and then it's like, they send you some crazy off the wall bullshit. And like, but I just don't let it get to me because mm-hmm, like I said, it's like, dude, this is how miserable your fucking life is. That like, you're that fired up about what the fuck I'm doing. And you had to announce to all 14 of your followers that like, I'm in the wrong because-
Don't actually, you know, read I'm, your shit either.
Right, yeah. Like, they don't give two shits about me either. But like, oh, dude.
I mean, so the other day, whenever it came out that fucking Jericho- he's like my all-time favorite wrestler, and it sucks that I had to find out that he's an asshole.
That guy's been on a slippery slope, ain't he?
Dude, the last 6 months have been yikes. I mean, last night was okay, but everything else he's done for the last 6 months has been like, oh, dude, put it away. Just stop.
I mean, using the Microsoft paintbrush tool on his hairline.
So funny. But so the other day I commented on something he said because it was something stupid, like he was doing some truth or bullshit, like, isn't it weird that this is the first election where we had to wait 2, 4, 10 days? And I was like, no, motherfucker. I was 12 when the 2000 election happened.
The Al Gore shit with the hanging chads in Florida and all that. Bro, yeah. I wasn't even old enough to vote. And I was aware that that was a thing.
And so I commented on it. And like I just went at him because I've spent a lot of money on the fucking guy. So I took it personally. And so I went after him just that in one tweet. In some dipshit with like a racist caricature of Obama comments and goes, you mad, bro? And I never respond to those people. But last night I went, or yesterday I went back and found the comment. I said, nah, you.
Nah, you. Jesus.
They always think that it's a win if they make you mad.
Yeah, and but really the best thing you can do in situations like that is just respond. Ignore it, because then they're the ones who are checking their phone every 30 seconds to see if you replied. But then that 30 seconds turns into an hour. That hour turns into 3 hours. You know, then they go to sleep and wake up the next morning. The first thing they're going to do is check and see if you replied. But you know what? You don't give them that satisfaction, then you've won. You can sit there and argue with them all day, and that's letting them win. But if you just ignore it and just go on about your day,
That's like when you said you don't post a whole lot of stuff. Like you said, you posted that picture of you in a Black Lives Matter shirt. Like a couple weeks ago, I caught a tweet or something. Oh, no, it was the video. Shit, you were the one who posted it. You like retweeted it. It was the video of all the cops being like, I'm not your enemy. I'm not your enemy. And you were like, yeah, you're not my fucking friend either, or whatever you said.
Yeah,
Oh yeah, me and this dude are gonna get along just fine.
But dude, it's like that's a whole other topic we can go into. Cause I understand, I'm not gonna sit here and try to act like law enforcement is necessary to have a functioning society.
Absolutely.
Like, we as a society would just be in complete and utter fucking turmoil if we didn't have someone to keep some order to things.
Right.
However, the people having we got said doing that, it ain't the fucking ones, man. It blows my mind that in certain states, it takes more training hours to become a goddamn barber than it does to be a police officer.
Yeah.
They're okay with somebody possibly, you know, killing an unarmed person, but God forbid you fuck someone's haircut up. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know what the fix is.
No,
I don't. I don't have that answer, but something has to be done, man. And I don't understand. That's another influency clout chasey bullshit, but it's like from the other side. My god, all this blue lives matter shit, and how does the leather on that boot actually taste? How does that make, oh my god, it's like,
oh dude,
that video that I shared though, where it's like, it literally everyone in that video looks like everyone I hated in high school.
Me too.
And there's like that one thing. That one dipshit in his cruiser, it looks like he has like a softball stuck in his lip from his wad of chaw. He's like, I ran me.
You are, dude. You really are.
I don't fuck with you.
I miss my G.G. Allen shirt.
What'd you say?
I miss my G.G. Allen I'm your enemy shirt.
Dude, that's like, are you guys familiar with Body Count?
Oh yeah.
So when all the, right after the, and again, I don't really talk about this stuff because it's like, I don't do it for, I don't do it for good boy points or acceptance or people to pat me on the back. But after the George Floyd incident, there was a demonstration going on in downtown Cincinnati. And I went with some friends who I'd been, lifelong friends with. And I wore a Body Count t-shirt to it. And there was one cop down there that knew what it was. And he just gave me this motherfucker. I gave him that.
Sheer has a hat that says, call your crew, not the cops. And
dude, I'd fuck with that. That's tight.
And I have a shirt that is this band Iron Sheik. I don't know if you're familiar with
it. Oh, yeah, I know Iron Sheik.
Okay. So it's a shirt with it's RoboCop, and it has the Iron Sheik like in the RoboCop font, and it says part Iron, part Sheik, fuck cops.
That's sick.
Yeah. So every time I get to wear that out and about, I'm making sure that I don't have like a hoodie on. I'm like, yeah, check this out. Fuck cops.
The weirdest thing about my hat is I was hanging outside Tower City, which is the downtown mall here in Cleveland. And this cop came up to me and was like, you know, most cops would agree with you in that hat. And I'm like, okay, thanks.
Thanks. Yeah.
But I know all cops aren't bastards, but I'm sorry, the majority of them are. So, you know, just like when we group a bunch of people together,
100%,
and say, guess what? We all get lumped in as pieces of shit. So do you. Sorry, you chose that profession.
The old saying is, you run with shit, you smell like shit. So,
yep.
I mean, like, this is kind of, you know, and that's a, you know, the H2O song, Guilty by Association.
Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. Like, it's just, but, you know, to kind of like, you know, bring it back to the topic though, man, like there's just all this shit that I see constantly. And like, I'd never really understood how, and maybe it's just because of the timeline, but like, I don't know how old you guys are, but I would assume we're probably close in age.
I'm 32. I'll be 33.
I'll be 32 in like 2 months. So I guess I figured we were close. So we grew up like in a weird time where we kind of grew up in like the infancy of social media. Like, you know, when we were in high school, it was like Zanga in the early days of MySpace and shit. So like we also like, and I was having this conversation with someone recently too, like when I was in high school, phones didn't even have cameras on them yet. Or like they were just starting to get cameras and they were shit. Like,
yeah,
it looked like you were taking pictures of the potato, but,
yeah,
but like, you know, like I grew up in like the punk rock hardcore scene.
So did we.
Yeah. So you guys get it. Mm-hmm. Growing up in that scene, like it was a small scene. Like, you know, you saw the same people all the time. And if there was an issue, like if you took issue with something that was going on with like a particular person and you had something to say about it, there was a couple ways of handling that. It was either you didn't want that smoke and you just kept your fucking mouth shut.
Yeah.
Or you went and you approached that person and said, hey man, we need to have a conversation. You know what I mean? And then you talked about it and that went any number of ways. You know, you either figured it out, went on your way, you fought, went on your way, or however it went, but there was a resolve. And I think we are kind of like that last, like that kind of ended after
100%.
Because then the dawn of social media really took over. And now you have this generation of people who are, they're just socially not there.
And
like they're just socially not there because they're not used to human interaction and they're not used to the thought that there could be consequences for the shit you have to say.
Right.
And not in person consequences.
That's what I'm saying is like, there's a lot of these younger dudes, I'd say probably like 20 to 25. A lot of these fools have probably never had the shit slapped out of them. And it shows, you know what I mean? Like, getting punched in the face is a very humbling experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like it teaches you a few things. One, that sometimes when the shit you say bears consequences, and it also teaches you that you're not made of glass. So, and it also teaches you too that, you know, you fuck with the wrong person, it might not end well for you.
Yeah.
But we also grew up in a time where you could get away with more of that shit. Cause like I said, not everyone had a cell phone in their hand with a camera attached to it. That, you know, if you zoom in hard enough, you could tell what they're thinking. You know what I mean? Like,
Well, I had a, you know, like when I was like 10, 11 years old, I remember I had a bully who lived about a mile away and he was a grade ahead of me. His name was Nick. And I remember he was friends. We had a mutual friend, and they rode the same bus. And my buddy was like, "Oh yeah, Nick was saying this about you and this, but you know, I was 9, 10, however the fuck old I was."
Right.
And you know what I did? Me and my buddy fucking walked down to the dude's house. And I was like, "All right, if you got a problem, let's solve this problem. If we have to do it with fists, we'll do it with fists." And we did. We fought a little bit, just like any 10, 11-year-old does.
Yeah.
You get knocked a couple times, and then you kind of call truce. And that's what we did. That was how it went back then. But, you know, that was when we still had phones with cords on the wall.
Yeah. It's like Mike Tyson said, though. Like, everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face.
Yeah. It's just hard to not get assault charges nowadays when you got people – "Oh, I'm going to take a video of this." Like, no, stupid. That's basically snitching.
Yeah, 100%. And those are the same people who are saying defund the police. And like, granted, like I said, I am not a cop caller by any means. So let's get that out of the way right now. But like, the same people who are the ones who preach that a lot are the same ones who were sitting there filming everything and like posting it all over the place for the cops to find. You're essentially cyber snitching. That's what I call it. Cyber snitching.
Well, that's, you know, the from Predator, the Carl Weathers and Arnold thing.
Yeah.
All the memes that come with it. The best one is it says punk rock, hip hop, not calling the cops.
Yeah, straight up, dude. Yep. Straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And like, but it's just, I guess like this is kind of segued away from just influencers and shit to just social media. We do that all the time. It fucking sucks. Like, it's ruining society. And the more and more I think about it, like, anymore, my personal social media hardly ever post anything. It's always just for my wrestling accounts.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately we do live in a time where that's where a good majority of content is consumed. And that's how new eyes get on you a lot of the time. So it's sort of like a necessary evil in the business of professional wrestling. But whenever the day comes that I hang this shit up, it is going to be such a huge weight lifted off of my chest. Because I mean, right now I to a degree have to care about certain things where if I wasn't wrestling, I wouldn't have to. Like, you know, I have to try to get people to like me enough to want to see me in person. So like, you know, people in their area will bring me in, or, you know, like I like making money. So I want to sell people merch. So if they think like, and I've sold merch to people who I've never met in person, they just think my online persona is cool. Yeah. Like, so, I mean, unfortunately I do live in kind of I'm in a conundrum because like I hate it so fucking much, but it's also part of my livelihood. So like so I juggle with that a lot, but like, I'm also not afraid to show like reality.
Yeah.
Because I think too many people are afraid to show reality on social media. Cause like I said before, they just want to show the glamorous little snapshots, but life ain't always fucking glamorous.
That goes to the other side though, too, as well. Like if I see you out here peddling your shit because you're fucking broke, and like there's one person I follow that is, he's a nice kid, he really is, but he stopped working to sell his art and make money. Homie, you can work a job and try to sell your art afterwards. I'm not being a dick, I'm being real. Like, you're a nobody, so you trying to peddle your wares for 10, 15, 20 bucks. Nobody wants to hear your fucking sob story. I don't want to buy something from somebody because they're crying about their fucking life. Go out and do something about it.
See, like, I get, and it's weird that you mention that because, like, I have a friend who is basically going through a very similar situation. And I was for a second, I'm like, are we talking about the same dude? No, but a guy that I know, and I won't say his name because, you know, like, it's not my story to tell.
Right,
absolutely. But he was kind of dealing with some mental health issues recently. And a lot of it stemmed from, you know, like he had a very stressful job, and it's a job that I would have never wanted to have to do, but he handled it like a rock star. And, you know, he did really good at it, but it started just emotionally and mentally taking a toll on him, and he had to get the fuck out. So he he recognized that a lot of his stress and, you know, mental unwellness was coming from this thing. Mm-hmm. So he had to remove it. He thought that he had a new job pretty much like secured, but in the world of coronavirus, it kind of fell apart for him. So yeah. Like now he's kind of in like a, what the fuck am I going to do now? Cause I already quit my job thinking I was going to have this other one. And now he's kind of peddling his like, where's the shit, but it's from a different space because 100%. Now he's just like, now it's like necessity. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, and he, but like, it's just,
well, because this kid that I'm talking about was, you know, complaining that he needed $300 to move back into his house. So clearly his roommates kicked him out and he had to move back in with his parents. Like,
right.
I'm trying to put two and two together. And it was like, oh, all I need is $300. Like, dude, guess what? You'll make $300 a week at fucking McDonald's. Go get a job.
Go donate some blood or some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
sell drugs for all I care. I don't give a like, shit.
Yeah, but like I do, like, but that's the thing with him though. He doesn't make it like a sob story. He does, you know what I mean? He good. Like, yeah. So, but it's, I don't know, man. Just social media can just be so, it can be so great because I've seen some good come out of it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like when
we're doing this because of social media, you know, right. We met through PB. That's very
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I won't sit here and completely bury it because sometimes good things come out of it. You know, like I've met people along the way and, you know, like, especially with wrestling, like, you know, you meet so many people from so many different places. And like, you know, here at home, I have my core group of friends who, you know, I know that even when wrestling's over, that those will be my dudes for life because my one friend, you know, we've been friends since fourth grade and we're still yeah. homies that talk every single day. So, you know, like those are my dudes and I know that I'll always have them, but like, some of the, like when wrestling comes to a close, there are still going to be some dudes who I want to stay in contact with, but like, we won't see each other much because if ever, because we won't be doing this thing anymore that brought us together. But like social media will allow us to still have some degree of contact and yeah. like be able to, you know, stay in the loop. But like, that's the thing. Like so many of these guys, well, and girls too, they do shit just for like, to like feel that acknowledgement and like, mm-hmm. you know, like they get this high off of like the recognition they get for just dumb shit that doesn't matter. Like, yeah. you know, when the likes come rolling in or when the retweets come rolling in, it's like they're riding this high of, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. Like I'm apparently so cool. People think I'm great. But then when they like, they make a post that doesn't get that same react. Then they're like, oh, well, what did I do wrong? Like, yeah. why don't they like me anymore? Like they get too caught up in like what other people think about. And like, and I see a lot of it in wrestling. Cause like straight up when I'm done wrestling, a lot of these people aren't going to give a fuck about me anymore. They're not going to care what happened to me. They're not going to care what happens next. And to be fair, I won't give a shit about a lot of them either, but like, yeah. you know, it's like, I mean, just to be fair, but some of these people, like they just try so goddamn hard to yep. get accepted by people that don't matter. And in the grand scheme of things in the long run, aren't going to matter. But like, I don't know, man. It's just like, I feel like people get too caught up in this whole, like trying to be an internet celebrity and, yeah. and it takes away from being truly happy, like getting love and acceptance from the people who truly do matter to you. You're more worried about some dipshit stranger on the internet. You know what
you
I
know,
mean?
It's, you know what wrestler, you know, like wrestlers, I mean, any form of entertainment, but like, obviously I follow a lot of wrestlers. I'm friends with dudes. The people that are the most successful are the people that don't get involved in bullshit and just fucking keep grinding. Guys like PB, guys like Danhausen. Look what fucking Danhausen has done in the last year.
What a guy, man. Like, I'm so proud of that dude.
Oh, he's one of the best. He's super fucking nice. Always been really cool. You know, when he first started doing that gimmick, it was when he was quiet. It was with the production and he was quiet. Mm-hmm. He was weird. And then something fucking clicked and he created this character. And the dude prints fucking money with merchandise.
Oh, yeah, he does.
And like,
oh, yeah.
good fucking on him, man. Like, yeah. And guess what? You never see him get, like, he speaks his mind, but like, he doesn't get involved like with no. dumb bullshit. He just no. fucking grinds.
See, but like, that's the thing though. It's like, I feel like a lot of times guys get, or I keep saying, I'm just going to use guys as a gender neutral term just that's for the remainder enough. Of this podcast.
Just, fair enough.
So that is a all inclusive term in my vocabulary. Just like dude.
Yeah.
Everyone's 100%. A dude. Yeah. So like, I just get, like, I feel like guys get this like idea that doing or saying or posting certain things and like ideas on certain things are going to like get you this, like, it's going to boost your fan base, or, you know, it's going to boost your merch sales or none of that. Like you said, dude, like, you never see Danhausen going on and talking politics. You right. never really see Danhausen going on and just bitching, complaining, yeah. you know, whining about how bad his life sucks. You don't, it doesn't happen. And that dude's, like you said, he's printing fucking money because he's doing it the right way. And yep. like, I don't know, man.
If, like, if you're good enough and you work hard enough, that shit falls into place. Like, I don't believe in like the secret and stuff. Like, but it, in a sense I do. It's like, dude, I've literally watched people fucking go from people used to call him a fucking Finn Balor ripoff. And now he's fucking a demonic Pee Wee Herman. And
yeah. And like, but the thing is too, is like, the thing that I personally love about Danhausen is so many times with wrestling and like what becomes popular, it's always a callback to something that's already happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, usually, like you said, there's some sort of a comparison that can be made. Danhausen is doing something that I've never seen. I can't yeah. compare that to anything. Like, I can't, there's nothing that I can pin him to that would be like, he's ripping this off of this person or this off this person. He's doing something that hasn't been done.
Yeah.
And like, and that's what's making him like stand out.
Well, and what's awesome about like him specifically, dude. I guess, like I told him this maybe must've been right before coronavirus. We were outside of a show talking and I was like, dude, what you're doing right now will transcend wrestling. I was mm-hmm. like, you have a opportunity to go do a fucking cartoon, a one man show, a whatever. Like yeah. he's created this character that somehow works in a wrestling ring for me. But it also works on a much bigger level, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like, I mean, he could be like almost like an Elvira style, like host of something. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
those things are coming back.
Like the
man.
Midnight Hour with Danhausen or some shit. You know what yeah. I mean? Like,
those shows are coming back. So that could be a thing.
Yeah. I mean, like, I would watch it. I would 100% yeah. watch a horror themed show with Danhausen as the host. Like, he's like the crypt keeper of it. You know what yeah, I mean? Like, I would love that. That would be yeah. so good.
Yeah. Give me that. Like, I'll
give
pay
me
for
a tale.
That.
Give me a Tales from the Crypt reboot with Danhausen as the crypt keeper. And I'm
in.
Yeah. I'm in.
But
I'll do lighting for it or some shit. Yeah. Like, I just want to be a part of it.
Yeah. Going back to like what you were saying, just like about like all these people in general, like how we kind of broke it down and like it's social media in general is like the problem. But the thing that still boggles my mind is I don't get how these like who the fuck was it? There's somebody, a social media influencer or whatever. And like somebody was like, oh, yeah, check out this account. And I was like, who the fuck is this person? They're like, oh, they're popular on Instagram. I was like, yeah, but what do they do? They're like, oh, they do Instagram. I'm like, I don't understand.
But what do they do?
Yes.
Like, right, like, well, like they post pictures of themselves.
Well, so do I.
Congrats. Sweet. Like, no, yeah, but like that's kind of like why I guess that's part of my frustration with it is that like you see people get this cult following for nothing. And like and I just feel like it's just so damn undeserved when I know that there are other people out there who deserve it more. Like guys like PB or yeah. like, you know, guys who have really put their nose to the grindstone and, you know, like busted their asses to work hard to learn how to do something. Like, you know,
look at Magnum CK, dude. Yeah. I mean, that guy would have been, had his back injury not happened, super fucking star. But instead, he couldn't do it anymore. So what did he do? He went and made another fucking documentary. He's got a movie that he's going to be in next summer. He's teaching fucking classes, which I understand he wouldn't want to be doing right now. But like,
no.
he found a way to still do what he loves, which is entertain.
Yeah. See, like, I don't personally know Magnum,
mm-hmm.
but like, I've watched some of his stuff.
Yeah.
And like you said, dude's just so entertaining. And like, and there's, you know, unfortunately wrestling, you know, had to come to an end for him probably earlier than he wanted it to.
Yeah.
But like you said, he didn't let that defeat him, you know, like, cause there's like, for me, like, of course, you know, I guess there are people who get into wrestling just for like a hobby or something to do, but the majority of people who get into wrestling do it because they want to make a career out of it. You know, yeah. like this is it's a hard thing to do, man. You beat the shit out of yourself. Like there's mornings I wake up and, you know, my knees hurt, my back hurts. Like, you know, I had 3 matches over the last 2 days and right now I'm sore as shit. Like, I think I pulled something in my neck. Like, you know what I mean? But it's like, none of that matters to me because like I have this end goal in mind. So well,
yeah.
Wasn't it Dusty who said, if you're not in it to be the top guy, what are you doing it for?
Yeah. Eddie Kingston just said that recently. And it's like, it's fucking true. Like, and that's like a huge thing for me too. Like I'm working on something like with my, you know, my wrestling stuff that like, I want to try to do moving forward, but like, I want to try to remind people of what wrestling is at its core. It's two people in a match with the intention of winning.
Yep.
And you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
And if you're not shooting to be the champion, what are you doing? Yep. Why wouldn't you want to be like, you know what I mean? Like you want to be known as the best, you know, like why would you want to just be the guy that shows up and gets paid and goes home? Like, I want my face on the flyer.
Right.
I want the title hanging off of me. I want the TV time. I want the air time. I didn't do this for this isn't my beer league softball.
You like, love it.
I absolutely love it. And like, I just don't understand how like that got lost somewhere. Like the whole idea that just like, you're here to win. Like it's a fight.
Yeah.
You're here to fight somebody and win. Like sometimes that gets lost. Like it gets caught up in the like, oh, like what can I do tonight to try to, you know, how many flips can I do to get a gift made of me that'll go viral? And like, but I don't like, that's the thing though. It's like, I don't give a fuck how many times you can backflip. Like it only takes a second to get knocked the fuck out.
Well, I mean,
one across the chin will put you to bed in the right scenario. You know what I mean?
The reason we're doing this right now is whenever you and me started following each other 5-6 months ago, however long it was, yeah. And it was because you had posted a tweet that PB retweeted, and it was like, it was along the lines of like, I love seeing my friends eat, but like now it's my turn. And I watched your fucking highlight video, and I was like, this is the kind of wrestling I like. Hard hitting, fucking like, I saw you do some shit, and I was just like, okay, yeah, I like this already. Like, so it, you know, you caught my eye.
Cool. I appreciate that a lot, man. And like, and really that's all that I can hope to do, you know, because like nothing I do is like, I mean, I'm 6'3", you know, I'm a taller dude. I'm not built to fucking do double backflips or, you know, like I'm not built to do a lot of crazy ass shit, but I just feel like there's a place in wrestling for every, like for everything. There's a lot of right
goofy
ways to
shit.
Do it. And the way I look at wrestling, there are a lot of right ways to do it and very few wrong ways, because what might be right for one guy isn't right for someone else.
Right.
What works for me won't work for someone else, you know? So it's just like, you got to find your thing and make it work for you.
Well, that's what I, last week, I think it was, I got, so I was in a conversation with people. I think it was on Twitter, and it was actually a couple people that had just started following me. I think they were like artists, because I have a zine, like a wrestling zine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said I think one of them said, is Dynamite really that bad tonight? Like, I keep seeing horrible shit. And I was like, actually, it's been one of the better episodes in my opinion. And I was like, you know, Eric Bischoff was on, and I named a couple other things. They're like, oh, I don't like any of that. Like, I like Orange Cassidy and this person and this person. I was like, oh, okay. So we just like different things in wrestling.
Right.
And I was like, so there's no need to argue about that. I was like, what's awesome about a place like AEW is I may not like everything they do. I may not like every character. I may not agree with every decision they make, but I can tune into their show and there's going to be something I like on there. And I think
it offers a variety and where like, you know what I mean? It gives, and that's like, you know, the comparison in wrestling has been made 100 times of like, it's like bowls of ice cream, you know, like I like cherry cordial ice cream. You might like mint chocolate chip and you might like fucking moose tracks. You know what I mean? Like everybody likes a little something different, but you know, like, and that's fine. You know, like, I mean, it's like the old pineapple on pizza debate. Like you, why the fuck are you going to argue with somebody if pineapple belongs on fucking pizza? Anything belongs on pizza if you try hard enough.
Like, that's right.
Like,
that's right.
But it's like, it goes like back to what we were just talking about. Like, sure, you might not like it, but if someone else does, who gives a shit? You know what I mean? Like it's all subjective.
I'm not going to tell you you're a fucking idiot because you like something I don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and like, I am 100% hypocritical. Like, I don't know the dude Orange Cassidy. I think he's just a little overexposed, which I think kind of kills the gimmick. But I turn around and I worship the ground Danhausen walks on. So, like, I talk out of both sides of my mouth. Like, I listen to Jim Cornette every week. I happen to agree with him a lot. Do I agree with everything he says? No, but he's right a lot about wrestling.
I mean, I listen to his shit. I mean, I'll admit to it. I listen to his shit. But because the reason that I listen to Jim Cornette is because A, I want to see which one of my friends he's talking shit about this week. And then B, I want to, because what works for me in wrestling is very kind of reminiscent of an older style.
Yes.
Like I will openly admit that like I at one point in time kind of got caught up in the whole, like I thought in my head that the only way that I was going to get to where I wanted to go was by trying to do all this wild shit that a lot of these other people were doing. And it was like, and it goes, I guess like I kind of fell victim to the whole like clout chasing shit. Cause like there was a minute where I was doing fucking tope con helos and like, you know, fucking doing front flips out of there. I'm too damn big to be doing that shit. Like, but then like somebody had a conversation with me. They're like, bro, you don't have to be doing that shit. Like leave that. Like you know, like the whole character is a bare knuckle fighter. Where in the fucking a bare knuckle fighter are you going to see a dude doing a fucking front flip onto people? It doesn't happen. So why do you do it? And I'm like, hey, you got a fucking point.
Yeah. There's a fucking reason that Walter just has to hit people.
Just because you can do something doesn't mean you have to.
Dude, yes. That's basically, I was, you know, with all the, you know, rest in peace, Tracy Smothers, all the shit, all the great shit that was said about him, man.
I love Tracy.
And like, I love like shit where I forget who, it might've been Greg Iron was telling me. He was just like, Tracy would be like, come up and like after the second match be like, well, they stole half my moves. Like,
yeah.
He's like, you know, I mean, and it's funny, but it's like at the same time, like everything I've heard and read about him, because I saw him perform a few times, like back in ECW and when they came to Cleveland in like 98. But everything I heard about him was just like he was always trying to pass on the wisdom of the professional wrestling business.
Yeah.
And to me, there's not a better guy for that because he literally did it all. He was a dirty, rotten rebel fucking heel. And he's also the guy who dances as a fake Italian in the ring. Like,
so. Yeah, he wrestled a fucking bear.
Yeah, yeah. A real bear.
A real live bear. No, but yeah, man, like I can definitely attest to that. Like, you know, the times that I got to be around Tracy, like he was just such a nice dude, man. And like he legitimately loved professional wrestling.
Yeah.
And like you said, he really wanted to just spread knowledge and he wanted the next generation to benefit from what he had. Like he wanted to give back to wrestling what it gave to him.
Yeah.
I truly feel that. Like anytime that I was, you know, to share a locker room with Tracy, he was always willing to watch your match and tell you what he thought And, you know, he would, you know, oftentimes you ask guys for, you know, advice on your match and they'll just be like, oh yeah, man, it was great. Yeah. That means I didn't watch it. Get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah.
You know, but like, but Tracy, if you asked him to, like, he would make sure that he sat and watched your match and would give you his honest opinions on it. Like, if he saw something that he didn't think was working, he would tell you. And when I was like very early in, like, you know, I'd probably only been wrestling a year and a half, I did a show and Tracy did a seminar before the show and I took part in it. Cause like, of course I want to learn from Tracy Smothers, you know?
So, right.
I took his seminar and then I had a match on the show that night and, you know, he came up to me in the locker room. He said, when you on? And I was like, you know, like I'm third match or whatever. And he goes, okay, I'll be sure to watch it and tell you what I think. So he did. And then and when I came back to the back, he was like, man, he's like, you talk a lot of shit when you're out there to that crowd. He's like, but I think it takes away from you. And this is coming from Tracy Smothers, who
wow.
was a heat fucking magnet. Because he looked at me and he said, you look like such a bad motherfucker. So go out there, be a bad motherfucker. And I will never forget that. Because that's awesome. He more or less said, like, let your shit come from your, you know, your actions and your presence. He's like, you know, you don't have to talk a lot of shit. He's like, you got where your money is by action, not by talk. So like, you know, and that's something that stuck with me. And I really try to apply that to what I do. Cause you know, sometimes like when I was a heel, like I try to be like kind of funny and I would talk shit to people in the crowd, but to also trying to get people to laugh. You know what I mean? Like I would try to make fun of people to make other people laugh. So it was like, I was trying to be funny, but also a dick. But he was like, cut that funny shit. You know what I mean? And like, so.
That works for RJ City.
Yeah.
You know, like, but that's kind of, that's how he is.
Yeah. So, it's different. I mean, like, but I don't know, bro. It's this podcast has gone all kind of different directions, hasn't it?
That's
but
hey,
it's
do, fine. Yeah.
I'm cool with it. Yeah. Like, I'm enjoying it. But yeah, man. Fuck people who are famous for nothing.
Exactly.
Oh, but like,
so
you're good.
So Lord Crew, where can we find you on the internet?
where can we find you on this god awful dumpster fire of social media? I am on Twitter and Instagram at Lord Crew Kills. Facebook search Lord Crew, prowrestlingtees.com/Lord Crew. You can find stuff on YouTube, different stuff on IWTV. But my main two are Instagram and Twitter. That's where I keep up the majority of my
stuff. Well, thank you so much for coming on, man. We really appreciate it. This was a good talk.
Thank you guys so much for having me. Seriously.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me vent.
Anytime. So Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates social media influencers as much as Lord Crew.
No, there is another. We're apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge vapor. Daniels is drunk in me. Bruised in my brain and under the punches, and I was meant to take.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.